Talking the Books, written by Kerry Greenwood and read by Louise Siverson. I was supposed to be on holiday. So what, you may ask? In fact, Daniel was actually asking. Was I doing in the bakery? Apart from self-evidently baking. Bosworth Jumbles, I explained. He smiled at me. My heart did a complete flip-flop with Pike. Beautiful Daniel, my Sabre-turned private detective, who out of all women in the city, picked me. An ample size 20 who worked too hard making bread at my bakery, Earthly Delights. Since the advent of Daniel, I have become susceptible to the idea that miracles might really happen. He is tall, dark, and gorgeous, with a faint whiff of mystery. I am short and mousy, and smell mostly of flour and honest labour, not seductive. "Why Jumbles and why Bosworth?" he asked. My apprentice, Jason, a recovering heroin addict, had taken his holiday pay and gone surfing. My shop was closed until the end of January, and my two assistants had gone to an audition for a soap of some sort. I should have been relaxing, but I didn't seem to have the knack. "The cook died rather than disclose the recipe," I said. "Mrs. Dawson is giving an afternoon tea and she wanted some traditional English munchies, and as she is a famous retired society hostess, I like to think that the fact that she chose me as her baker is a great compliment."
"How do you mean died?"
Daniel sounded intrigued. "Was executed. He deserves to be remembered. He was Richard III's confectioner, a highly paid position," I told him, forming the jumbles into little heaps on my baking sheet. "He went with Richard to the Battle of Bosworth Field, where the king was defeated and the cook was captured. Henry VII offered him his life if he would give him the recipe for these sugary little treats. He refused, and after a week, Henry VII had him executed. But the cook gave the recipe to one of his jailers, and the local bakers made them for centuries, all through the Tudor period, just to remind the rulers that there had been a good king who was usurped and murdered."
"Sedition by cookery. Impressive," he murmured. "What else do we have here?"